Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody glorify Him in this house today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have you ever thought about what you want to be doing when you die? Have you ever thought about it? That song we just got through singing. I want to be speaking in tongues. Amen. When I die, let me die speaking in tongues. Let it ring in my ears. All of these songs I've sung. And I'm going to be honest with you. If any of y'all still around at my funeral, I don't want no mourning, whining, crying, weeping mess. You go right ahead, my sister. I want revival preached at my funeral. I want somebody to come to Jesus at my funeral. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to get a preacher up there who will preach a revival message and invite people to come to salvation. Wouldn't that be something? I spent my entire life trying to see people come to Jesus, and at my funeral, if somebody was to get saved, that would just be icing on the cake right there, wouldn't it? I'll be reading from John 14:1. And y'all might recognize this as one of my favorite passages of Scripture.
No, not good.
No. So what now? They're all... They're all my favorites, I know. But this is one that I quote right often. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me this morning? Hallelujah. Father God, I am your vessel. I am your man. I am your mouthpiece. Use me today, dear God, in a way that would magnify and uplift the name of Jesus through all the spaces, dear God, where my voice can travel. And under all those under the sound of my voice today, dear God, let them receive this word. And let your name be glorified, dear God, in the throne room where you are seated. And let your name be praised, dear God, as this word goes up in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let everyone under the sound of my voice receive this word and be strengthened by it, and their souls be nourished by it, and let their lives be touched and changed by it. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You know why he said that? Because they was talking. They was talking amongst themselves. They didn't think he was listening. They didn't think he could hear. And you know what? He didn't have to hear. Because Jesus knows what's in your heart.
Yes, he does.
Without being right there. Amen. He had already let them know in a few little cryptic phrases that he was getting ready to leave them and not be with them. And they were talking amongst themselves, and they were getting frightened. They was getting afeared, and as they say over in Johnson County, they was getting scared. I'm scared. And they were talking amongst themselves about what would happen. What are we going to do when he's gone? How are we going to do without the Lord? We've been with him for 3.5 years. What are we going to do? And he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in me also. You believe in God, also believe in me. He said, don't let it trouble you. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. You know, there's a lot of things going on in this world today that will cause people to be troubled and dismayed and scared. I've been having a lot of conversations with Christians lately. And the topic has been the prophecies of Scripture and the end time prophecies and the rapture and the tribulation. Rapture of the church and the tribulation. And if you will peruse social media, the social media outlets, Facebook and YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and all them, there's all kinds of people out there that's telling you, look at this sign.
Come on, man.
This sign is proving that we're coming to the end of the world. And you know what? They're true. They're telling that truth. That part right there, they're telling the truth. But most of these people are getting on there, and what happens is some of these YouTube and TikTok and Instagram accounts, if they can get enough people watching, they get paid. And the more people they get watching, the more money they get paid. So yes, they'll bring up those topics and they'll bring up that truth. And the next thing they do is they bring up doom and gloom.
Oh!
Terrible things are about to happen to y'all. You better get ready. It's all over YouTube. All over. There's a lot of doom and gloomers predicting the rapture and the tribulation periods, and they're trying to tie in current events with the scriptures about the end times, and they're trying to frighten multitudes of people, and they're being successful, and these people are Christians who are in great fear and terrified about the coming times of the prophecies of the Bible. Now these prophecies, they're true, and you can watch them, they're happening. But there is no reason for the believer. Say this with me. The believer. The believer. There's no reason for the believer to be afraid. There's no reason for the believer to be troubled about the times ahead. The times we're seeing. Because these times, for us, mean that we're about to see Jesus. Come on now. That song we sang just a minute ago, when I die, let me die speaking in tongues. Go tell my friends and neighbors, tell them not to weep for me. Because I'm going to live forever. I've finally been set free. Go tell them not to mourn or to miss me when I'm gone. They can shout all around my graveside because that ain't my final home. Most people, when you mention death, they get all terrified. I'm getting ready to die. But not me. You know what's going to happen to me when I die? I'm going to wake up in glory. Hallelujah. I'll exhale one breath here and I'll breathe in the celestial air. Come on now, somebody. We're about to enter the portals of glory. And for most of us, without having to pass through death to get there. Come on now. I'm looking for the rapture to happen. I'm listening for the sound of the trumpet. I don't care nothing about none of the rest of these prophecies going on now, because I know that it's come to the time when we're getting ready to hear that trumpet sound. Huh? Does that do something for y'all like it's doing it for me right now? We are about to be partakers of the New Testament promised land. What are you talking about, preacher? The Old Testament promised land was the land flowing with milk and honey. That was the land of Israel. That was what God had promised to the believers in the Old Testament, because it wasn't time for the rapture to take place. It wasn't time for them to be called to heaven. They were getting ready to be sent to the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land with great pride, great treasure, great wealth, and oh, great joy. But we're in the New Testament now. We're living it out. You know what the New Testament promised land is? Streets of gold. Crystal rivers and the sea of glass, the sea of tree of life. Hallelujah! That's the New Testament promised land, and we're getting ready to see it. Being at Jesus' feet. Being in the portals of glory. Worshiping the Lord face to face for all eternity. I don't know about you, but that gets me kind of pumped up and excited. Amen? And that is no reason for the believer to fear. But it is a great reason for us as believers to rejoice. Woo! With joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we'd be better off acting like the five wise virgins who had oil in their lamps. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? There was 10 virgins in a parable that Jesus gave. And they all had oil, they had all their lamps, and they were gathered in the city square waiting for the bridegroom to come. And the announcement came, "The bridegroom cometh." And there was 5 wise virgins and 5 foolish virgins. And the wise virgins, they had their lamps and had them lit. They brought extra oil to put in their lamps. But the 5 foolish virgins did not. And it got to the point that the bridegroom was coming, but he didn't get there yet. And it got to be about the midnight hour, and the 5 foolish virgins, their lights went out. And they went to the wise virgins. They said, "Give us some of your oil so we can light them up." They said, "No, no. We give you our oil, we won't have enough. Go on into town and buy you some oil." And so the 5 foolish virgins, they went into town trying to get what they needed to be ready when the bridegroom cometh. Does that say anything to anybody out there? But while they were gone, the bridegroom came. And he took the 5 wise virgins into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then the doors was closed to the marriage. And the 5 foolish virgins came up later on knocking on the door. "Let us in, let us in." And they said, "No, no, the gate's been closed. Y'all without. Y'all not coming in." Hallelujah, hallelujah. We'd be better off acting like the 5 wise virgins who had oil in their lamps and were prepared for the marriage supper of the Lamb, than acting like the foolish virgins who were blocked and locked out. You know what I'm talking about is? Sitting around and letting somebody talk you into doom and gloom.
Come on, man.
Because the rapture's coming.
Come on,
let me tell you why that is. Whenever somebody starts talking about the rapture and the tribulation period coming and you start getting into doom and gloom, you know what they're doing? That is the Spirit of God talking to your heart. Because if you've got doom and gloom in your heart when you hear about the rapture, And you hear about the tribulation period coming, you got doom and gloom in your heart, that lets you know something. That lets you know that you ain't got something right between you and the Lord. Because for me, I'm waiting for the day. Other people are out sitting around looking for a sign. They're looking for another prophecy. They're looking for another sign to fulfill. They're looking. We're talking about the sun turning dark. There's a dark spot forming on the sun, and it's growing. The sun turning dark. And then we're talking about the hematite rust that's beginning to cover the moon. And the hematite means blood rust. The sun will turn dark and the moon turn into blood in that great and notable, terrible day of the Lord. People are terrified about that. It ain't terrifying me. It's making me rejoice. It's letting me know we're not long for this mess that we're stuck in on this planet. And it is a mess. If watching the end times prophecies unfold are bringing you fear and a sense of doom and gloom, you need to consider to visit the altar. And a new repentance. And I want to clear something up, saints. Repentance is not getting in the altar and crying.
Come on, man.
Repentance is getting in the altar and crying and getting up changed.
That's right.
Not going back to the sin. Jesus came into town. And when he came into town, there was a crowd around him, thronging him, and everybody was, Jesus, do this for me. Jesus, do that for me. Jesus, do this for me. And Jesus was being pushed and crowded, and his disciples couldn't even keep people away, and he was barely able to walk through the street. And blind Bartimaeus sitting over there on the sidewalk, crying out to the Lord, Lord, help me. Jesus couldn't hear him because of all, well, the way it's trying to be put across to us is Jesus couldn't hear him because of all the crowd. He cried out louder, Lord, help me. And when the Lord didn't answer him, he done something weird. He stood up and stripped himself of all them ragged rags of the blind beggar that he had on and stripped naked and started walking towards the middle of that crowd. Now let me tell you what would happen. You in a big old crowd trying to talk to somebody like Jesus and a big old smelly blind beggar walking naked, walking up to you, the crowd's going to split like the Red Sea. And it did. And he got up to Jesus and he said, Thou son of David. And Jesus said, What would you have me do? He said, I'm blind. I would have my sight. And Jesus told him, said, Your faith has made thee whole. Go and sin no more. Do you know what blind Bartimaeus did? He went right back and picked up the clothes of that blind beggar and put them back on. No, he didn't. Because he wasn't a blind beggar no more. He was healed. He could see. And he said right then, I am not a blind beggar. I ain't putting on the clothes of a blind beggar no more. He went and got himself some work. He went and got himself some new clothes. He went and got cleaned up. He went and started living that blessed life because Jesus had healed him. When we come to an altar and repent, we don't need to get up and go put back on the blind beggar clothes no more. We come to an altar and repent, we need to get up and go and sin no more. Repentance is when you get up from the altar changed. But for the unbeliever, troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedoms we all hold dear now are at stake. That's the unbeliever, because they don't have that hope and glory that we do. For the unbeliever, it's a troublesome time. And for some believers, Pastor Mack, you don't believe. You don't say. Some believers who seem to be falling far away from the Lord. There are times in a lot of Christians' lives when, for one reason or another, the fire grows cold. Or they slowly stop praying. Or they slowly begin to stop coming to the house of God. Hello.
Amen.
that they begin to feel so far away from the Lord. Have you ever felt so far away from the Lord you didn't feel like He could hear you when you prayed? Have you ever felt like that? Sitting in church and feeling like God is a million miles away from you? You know, Paul said Christ is not that far away from us, any of us. Acts 17:27 says, they that should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring. Jesus, y'all need to hear this. There's an old song that says this, but it's the truth. Jesus is as close as the mention of His name. Which is why He was so compassionate with the disciples when they knew that He was about to leave them. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in Me. He said, don't be afraid. Don't let your souls be troubled. The whole reason you're following Me is because you believe in God. That's the whole reason they followed Him, because they saw God in Him. He said to them, he said, you're talking about wanting to see God. He said, but I'm telling you that I and the Father are one. And if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. Amen. Don't let your souls be troubled. Now have a little faith in Me is what He was saying. He said, in My Father's house are many mansions. Many mansions. You know what a mansion is? It is not that stick-built ranch house that I live in on 6908 Campfire Road. That ain't a mansion. It was when we got it, wasn't it, Sister Renee? I mean, when we was finally able to move in.
I guarantee
no. No, not when we got it, but when we was finally able to move in, it was. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
Yes,
now, a mansion is a big, giant, glorious, beautiful home. A mansion is where billionaires live. And Jesus said, I'm going to prepare your mansion.
That's right. Yes, thank you.
Now, there's some beautiful mansions that's been prepared down here on earth by some human architects. But I can guarantee you, can't none of them compare to what Jesus has prepared for you in the portals of glory. He said, I go to prepare your place. He said, I'm making it ready for you. Hallelujah. You know, that was the bridegroom's job. We talked about the ten virgins a while ago. And what would happen in the tradition was, in the Old Testament and in the early part of the New Testament, the bridegroom was wealthy, and there was virgins that were contenders to be his wives. And he would go, and his family would go and send him money, and he would go off into a land of their own ownership landing, and he would go off and build their home. Sometimes he'd stay gone for 2 years. And while he was gone building that home and making it ready, they never knew when he was coming back. But they were supposed to be ready when he came back. And whenever he would come back, he would send his servant ahead of him a few hours or a couple of days. And the servant would go into town, riding through town, saying, the bridegroom cometh. The bridegroom cometh. Make ready for the marriage supper. The bridegroom cometh. And when the bridegroom started, when that servant started shouting at them, 10 virgins started getting ready. Let me tell you something, saints. The servant of the bridegroom has announced already, the bridegroom cometh. Make ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Go ahead, Mason. You don't need to be waiting till you see Him come. Before I got saved, I used to think that. Well, when I see Him step out on a cloud, I'll get my heart right then. No, you won't. Because it says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, you won't have time. He'll be coming gone before you even think about what to do. bridegroom cometh, it's time for us to make ready for the coming of the Lord. He said, yes, I'm leaving you, and I'm going to go to my Father's house where the many mansions are. And the whole reason I'm going is to prepare your place. And he said, look at this. And why would I go and prepare a place for you if I wasn't coming to get you again? And coming to bring you back with me to the mansions in my Father's house so you could go with me? Why would I do that? I'm coming back to bring you to go with me. He spoke these things to them to ease their hearts and their troubled souls, their uneasy hearts. And then he gave a powerful reassurance. He said this, and whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. In today's society, every nation of the world, the Word of God is being denied. Social constructs are building belief systems that completely disregard God's Word and His truth, trying to persuade everybody that there is no God, there's no heaven, there's no rapture. And if they can't convince you of that, then they're going to try to convince you that anybody can go to heaven. Everybody goes to heaven. You can go to heaven through Buddha, through Zen, through good living, or any other number of other things. Or even worse, everybody goes to heaven when they die. That's a lie straight out of hell. Everybody does not go to heaven when they die. None of this is true. And none of these include submitting to the lordship of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Be there with me. The Son of the living God. Jesus said unto him, them, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. Saw a post yesterday, early in the day. I didn't even know the ACC was going on. I don't pay attention to that stuff. And I am a Wolfpack fan, but I ain't watched them in decades. And somebody got on the Facebook and they said, you can't get to heaven in a red canoe because God's favorite color is Carolina blue. You know, it's a joke, it's funny. It's just a little ribbon. But do you know it also packs a subliminal punch? Some people actually believe that if you're a Carolina fan, it's going to get you in the head. You act like I ain't telling you the truth. There's some people out there that are dumb enough to think if you're a Carolina fan, it's going to get you into heaven. They're trying their best to get society to believe that there's so many roads to heaven, so many ways to get to God. Oprah said it on live TV in front of millions of viewers. She said, oh, there's more than just one way to heaven. You don't have to go to Jesus to get there. There's multiple ways to God. And this lady, simple lady from out of nowhere, from one church, she stood up and said, oh, no. My Bible tells me that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. That's right. And argue all she wanted to, Oprah could not refute what she said. The truth is, Jesus is the only way to heaven. We know Jesus said this, and we know he said it. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. You know how we know it was him speaking? Because it's written in red in your Bible. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He is the only way to heaven. Amen.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.